These kinds of cultural elements that encourage males to clam up or to speak roughly, in some cases, elements that suggest something's wrong with a guy if he actually wants to open up and talk about issues important to his friends or loved ones or God, make it more difficult for followers of Christ to obey biblical commands, such as, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. More difficult, yes, but not impossible. One way in which culture can make it difficult for a Christian man to honor God with his life is that it can influence him almost invisibly. Do fish notice water? Probably not, since they never swim in anything but the wet stuff. In a similar way, we swim in the cultural context of our day, and often we simply accept it just as naturally as we breathe air. This helps to explain why we can look throughout history and note periods and eras where the Christians of those days accepted certain things as normal that today we would consider wrong and even vile. Slavery comes to mind, as does racial segregation. Less important issues also come to mind. If you've lived a few years, you can probably take out a photo album from a couple decades ago and see yourself clothed in some outfit considered stylish at the time, but that today brings guffaws. That's also true about haircuts, cars, beach attire, etc. At the time, who knew? We all swam in that culture, and everyone drank the same Kool-Aid. So, we hardly noticed. If we want to become men who make a difference in this world, and who want to honor God with our lives, then we have to start noticing. We can't leave unspoken the words and conversations and discussions that the Lord says we must voice if we are to grow up in Jesus. The only real question is, do you want to grow up in Jesus? An ancient problem. I don't want to pretend that men who long to lead godly lives always find it easy to speak up whenever the moment and situation call for it. Even the greatest heroes in Scripture, occasionally, or even often, stumbled in this area. I think of great men who earned biblical descriptions such as the friend of God, a man after God's own heart, and the 12. But each of them, more than once, left things unspoken that should have been said, to their own detriment and to the injury of friends or family. Abraham, the friend of God, James chapter 2, verse 23, see also Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8, put a great many people in danger by refusing to speak up when he most needed to open his mouth. Just before he and his beautiful wife Sarai traveled through a pagan country, he persuaded her to tell the king that she was his sister, not his wife. Abraham then called Abram, feared that if the king wanted Sarai and her beauty for his own, he could simply say to his soldiers, "Kill her husband," and he'd marry the lovely widow. By choosing to keep silent about the truth, however, Abram put in danger not only his wife, but the whole royal court. God himself exposed Abram's deceit when he appeared to the king in a dream. "Indeed, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken," the Lord said, "for she is a man's wife." Genesis chapter 20, verse 3. The frightened king protested, "Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also?"